They want to know the story of Kid Fears. How did Michael Stipe become involved? What's the story behind Kid Fears?
I wrote it for a friend of mine. And at the time, we were working in Athens with John Keane and, you know, REM. Those guys were kind of brought into the picture by Scott Litt, who was producing. And it was just luck. You know, we had the song and Peter Buck was playing some on the record and the whole band played one song, Tried to Be True. And, you know, he just agreed to do it. I mean, I don't know why, you know, we were friends for a while. Like we're still friends, but I don't ever see him, but
right.
You know, we were friends and it just was one of those magical things, you know? And I just, when we toured with them, I remember I was so young. I would wait every night. We would play it and it would be like, is Michael going to come out and sing it with us tonight? Because if he did.
You didn't figure all that out ahead of time? You had to wait and see if he took the stage?
He was a mystery, you know, even when you were with him all the time. And he would be like, either going to show up or not, right? Uh-huh. And he was really busy too and had interviews going on and all that stuff. So if he came out, it was great because the show would kind of go our way. And if he didn't come out, you know, we had to struggle with the punters bit out there.
Right.
But yeah, it was luck. I mean, it was just it was a gift. It was one of those gifts. Yeah.
Okay. I was curious too. I wondered how you feel about Indigo Girls. I don't know if latter day work is the right. It feels like making albums these days, so much of it, you put in all that heart and soul and effort and sometimes they connect, mostly they connect with your devout following that's already there. It's hard to get heard. And I wondered, for instance, my favorite Indigo Girl album is Become You, which is now almost 20 years old.